PEDs has been BAD for the pork industry, and unfortunately, we now have PED cases found here in the state of Wisconsin. That's going to impact our county fairs later on this year. But first, I do have Zen Miller with me, an agricultural agent who heads up the swine pork team here in the state of Wisconsin. And first of all, when we talk about PEDs, are there some biosecurity things, Zen, we can do to hopefully hold down its impact on our farm?
The biosecurity on this is real strict and strict for a person to follow. For instance, if you have a sow unit and trucks come in one way to fill the feeders, then the employees should come in a different way so they don't have to walk across where the truck was. It may have had some manure on the tires, and therefore they'd pick it up. Recommendation from Dr. McKean from Iowa State University is you wear one set of boots into the building, you sit on a bench, take them off, swing around, and put on, maybe shower in, but put on boots that stay in the facility. No other traffic come in that absolutely doesn't have to. If you get manure on yourself, what do? You get it in your pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Pickup truck would need to be cleaned. If we've carried pigs, it's wash completely, disinfect completely. And then if you want to get it all, you'd need to get that trailer to 160 degrees for 10 minutes, which is almost impossible. So
yeah.
Very strong virus.
All right. Our state veterinarian, as I mentioned, Dr. Paul McGraw, did make an announcement dealing with certainly something that's big here, and that is the county fairs and the weigh-in of pigs. And what is he doing? He actually is putting a ban on spring fair pigs weigh-ins?
That is right. He has banned weigh-ins of pigs. That means no commingling of pigs, no going farm to farm to weigh pigs, because people can spread the disease as well on their equipment, on their scales and so forth, on their tagger. So no weigh-ins. So we have to figure out other ways to identify pigs, mail out the tags, let everybody identify their own, take a picture, possibly pull hair for DNA. He's highly recommended that all shows are terminal shows.
Now, what does that mean?
The pigs come to the show and no pigs go back home. They all go to a locker plant or some place to be slaughtered.
Then one final thing. I mean, we've had other pork disease outbreaks before. We are looking at a time now where the pork industry is rebounding a little bit. Could this really be detrimental to the entire industry?
Well, so far they're estimated we've lost 3 to 4 million pigs in the
Wow.
United States this in less than a year.
That is your Ag Focus. Now here's Jim Scott with your agriculture prices.
Good morning. I'm Jim Scott in the Commodity Corner on WSAU. We will start at the Chicago Board of Trade, where it was a mixed day on Friday. For March, corn up 4 3/4 at 445 1/2. May corn up 4 1/4 at 451. March soybeans down 6 3/4 at 1338, with May soybeans down 5 1/2 at 1325 1/2. Wheat for March up 3 at 597 1/2. Wheat for May up 2 1/4 at 595 1/4. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, your Class 3 milk futures for February up 2 cents at 23.14, March down a penny at 21.03, April up 23 cents at 19.89, and May up a dime at 19.20. Your AA spot butter price on the Merc on Friday unchanged at 177, barrels of cheese unchanged at 206 1/4, and blocks of cheese unchanged at 210 1/2. From your equity co-op, choice beef steers and heifers, 118 to 132 on Friday, with choice Holstein steers, 106 to 117. Your top-selling slaughter cows were 85 to 102 with a top of 104, the bulk of the cows going 65 to 84. Most bulls were 82 to 104 with a top of 111. Holstein replacement bull calves, 125 to 275. Holstein replacement heifer calves, 60 to 155. And that's the way the markets were on Friday. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU.